Sagatados para que amo mesmo ha tino chenemso pizarre iso fahabate piero. The child that was sat next to an iso, next to a piece of dough, and some of the dough is in his hand, and this child is tamei. Rabbi Meir Mikayer vechachamim mitameim shederach hatinok litaper. Rabbi Meir holds that the dough is tar, and even though it's quite likely that the child stuck his hand in the dough to take the piece of dough that we found in his hand, even so Rabbi Meir is mitar. The reason being is that Rabbi Meir holds chayshina limiuta, we take into account even an unlikely possibility, even a mit, something which is unlikely. Now, even though the most likely scenario is that the child himself stuck his hand into the dough to take the piece of dough, and in that case, the dough would be tamei since he touched the dough. But it's also possible that somebody else who was tar stuck his hand into the dough and took off a little piece of dough and gave it to the child. So only the piece that's in the child's hand is tamei, while the rest of the dough would be tar. And since Rabbi Meir holds chayshinan lemiuta, we take into account even an unlikely scenario. So therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, in this case, the Isa would be tar, as since there is a possibility that somebody else stuck his hand into the dough and gave the piece of dough to the child. And also the dough is becheskas tara, to have a chazakah, that it was tar. So even though we have a suffix that maybe the child stuck his hand into the dough to take the piece of dough that's in his hand, the din is that a suffix by a davar she'ein bo das lishua, when we have a suffix by something which we cannot ask, as this child, we cannot ask whether he stuck his hand into the dough or not, since he does not have das, so therefore the halacha is that it's tar, as a suffix by a davar she'ein bo das lishua is tar, like we saw in the previous Mishnah. The Chachamim, though, are mitamei. As the Chachamim do not agree with Rabbi Meir, the Chayshina Limiyuto, according to the Chachamim, we always go by the robe. And the derech of the tinok is to be mitapeach. Most tinokos do play with dough that's in front of them. So the robe is, the most likely possibility is that the child stuck his own hand into the dough to take the piece of dough that's in his hand. And since the robe is that the child stuck his hand into the dough to take it, so even though suffix by a davar she'ein bo das lishua is tar, this would not even be considered a suffix. It would be considered a vadai. The dough is vadai tami, according to the Chacham. Somebody who left a piece of dough in his house, and there are also mashkin tmeim inside his house, liquid, that are tamei. And when he went back into his house to see the dough, he saw that a tarnagol had pecked from the dough. And we're afraid that the tarnagol had first drank from the mashkin tmeim that were in the house. And while the mashkin tmeim were in the mouth of the tarnagol, it subsequently pecked on the dough, and the mashkin tmeim in the tarnagol's mouth would have been mitamei the dough. And yesh be mashkin l'kikar k'dei she'nagvu es pi'em ba'aretz harielu tahor. It's a distance between the mashkin tmeim and the kikars and the loaves and the dough. Is enough of a distance so that it's possible that after the tarnagol and drank the mashkin tmeim on its way to peck from the dough, it wiped off the mashkin from its mouth by wiping its mouth on the ground. In such a case, we would consider the dough tahor, as we would assume that the tarnagolim dried off its mouth by wiping its mouth on the ground, as very often the tarnagol would do so. Even though we don't know for sure that the tarnagol did so, it's only a suffix. Since it's a suffix by davar she'ein bo das lishua, we can't ask the tarnagol whether it dried off its mouth or not. The din is a suffix by davar she'ein bo das lishua is tar, like we have seen previously. Uva paro uva kelev kidei she'ilachachu es lishono ushako abehema kidei she'isnagit. If it was a paro or a kelev, a cow or a doe that had pecked from the doe, and a cow and a dog wouldn't dry its mouth by wiping its mouth on the ground. Instead, it would lick its tongue on the ground, so the din would be a little different if there's enough of a distance between the mashkin tmeim and the kikar that it's possible that the par and the kelev licked its tongue on the ground, then the kikar would be tar. But if it's any other animal besides the par or a kelev or a tarnagolim that pecked from the dough, then the distance between the mashkin tmeim and the kikar would have to be much greater. It would have to be enough of a distance between the two so that the liquid in the mouth of the animal could dry by itself, as other animals do not normally wipe their tongue or dry their mouth on the ground. So therefore, only if the mashkin tmeim is so far away from the dough that even if the animal, after drinking from the mashkin tmeim, would have gone directly to the dough to peck from the dough, there would be enough time for the mashkin to dry by itself. Only in such a case would it be tar. But if the mashkin tmeim are any closer to the dough than that, then we have to assume that the dough is tamei, as maybe the animal drank from the mashkin tmeim, and while the mashkin tmeim was still in its mouth, it pecked from the dough, causing the dough to become tamei. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov mitaher bekelev shehu pikeach shein darko laniach et amazon v'leilech lamayim. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is mitaher if the kelev is astute. If the regular normal kelev, that's astute. Now, we don't have to be afraid that this dog went ahead and drank from the mashkin tmeim and afterwards pecked from the dough, according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. because an astute caliph would not leave muslin in its place and go drink water. If there's water and muslin and some kind of food in front of the dog, it would go first to the food. Only after that would it partake from the maskin, from the liquid. As an astute caliph knows, it's much more difficult to find food than to find mine, than to find water or any other liquid. So therefore, when the dog has a choice, it would go to the food first, and only after that would it drink from the maskin. So therefore, if the caliph is what pet from the doe, we don't have to be afraid that it drank from the maskin and afterwards ate from the muslin. We can be assured that it ate from the muslin first, so therefore, the doe would be tar no matter what the case is. Somebody who throws something that's coming from one place to another. Kikor, Labena Meftechot. For example, somebody picked up a loaf of bread which was tar and threw it among keys that are tmeim. Mefteach Labena Kikaros, tar. Or somebody picked up a key that was tar and he threw it among loaves of bread that are tar. And he has a subject. Then maybe the key came into contact with the loaves of bread. Even so, it's tar, the loaves of bread would remain tar. And this is considered a suffix on something that ain't bodak, we saw, that cannot be asked if it's tame or not. And even though it's the person that threw the key or the loaf of bread, and the person certainly has dakli shaw, we could ask him. But in this case, since the person, once he threw it, was not exactly in the place that the suffix developed, he threw it to a different place, he wasn't there in the place that the suffix developed, so therefore, it's as if the person's not there at all. So therefore, we consider it a suffix on something that does not have any dakli shaw, and the suffix would be tahar. Rabbi Huda Aymer, Kiko Labena Meftechos Tame. Mafteach Labena Kikaros Tahar. Rabbi Huda makes a distinction between whether he threw the loaf of bread to the keys or whether he threw the key to the loaf of bread. If he picked up a loaf of bread that was tar, and he threw it among keys that are Tame. In such a case, Rabbi Huda would argue with the Tanakam, and he would say that may suffix the Kiko would be Tame. And even though we don't know for sure that the Kiko touched the Meftechos. According to Rabbi Huda, since it's a person that threw the kikor, it's considered a suffix on something that does have das, we saw. The person does have das, and we could ask him whether the kikor came into contact with the maftech, and since he is mesufik, since he is endowed, and it's possible that the maftech did touch the kikor, in such a case, we would have to say that it's tame as a suffix tuma, berishus hayachid is tame. When we have a suffix, whether something is tame in a private domain, we have to say that it's tame, we go l'chumra. But in the case where the person picked up a key that's tame and threw it among loaves of bread that are tar, and we are mesufik whether it came into contact with the loaves of bread, in such a case Rabbi Huda would agree that the loaves of bread would remain tar. The reason being is that since in this case, the davar that's tame, which is a key, is not stationary, is moving from place to place, is throwing it from one place to another. In such a case, we would not have the rule that suffik tumah versus shayach is fake or tame when we have a suffik, whether something that's tame, if that suffix develops in Rosh Hashanah, it's tame, and that's only when the davar that's tame is stationary. But in this case, since you're swallowing the key is not stationary. In such a case, we would not go the chomer instead. We would pass them as the loaves of bread are